It's going to be a hot weekend this week, so you might need some entertainment to cool off in the shade. But you've got so many options at the cinema or on streaming services. What do I watch? What do I listen to? Well, Wayne Massingham is here to help you out with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2. Let's get into these reviews, Wayne. And first, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Jack. Good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you as well, Wayne. So, what have you got for us today?
Okay, well, I've got something that's as recently a Netflix film that's coming to Netflix, but I saw it in the cinemas in the weekend, so I think if you can, get out there, but it's coming to Netflix soon, and that's Wake Up Dead Man.
Oh, yes.
The third installment in the Knives Out films, and I think it might be the best. Really, really just fun, great entertainment. Briefly, it's about a young priest called Judd who's punched out a deacon. So he's sent to a small church in upstate New York run by a Monsignor who's, let's say, driving away the parishioners. He's very angry and everything. And then that Monsignor is found dead. And then we have the standard who did it, a great bunch of characters, and Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig, coming in to solve it all. So it's just really entertaining, lots of twists and turns, keeps you guessing, great cast, including also Josh Brolin, Glenn Close, Jeremy Renner, Andrew Scott, and the absolute star, Josh O'Connor, is fantastic as the young priest. He's basically in every scene. He's just really, really great. So this is a lot of fun. Wake Up Dead Man. Netflix film in cinemas now, but coming to Netflix in a week or two.
I'm so excited for this one, Wayne. I'm glad you mentioned it because I kind of forgot it was coming out. So now I know what I'm doing this weekend. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely see it.
Absolutely. What else have you got for us?
Okay, well, let's go with a bit of British hard-hitting drama. Let's go with season two of Sherwood. This is on ABC iView, six, basically one-hour episodes. Season one was, a crime drama with echoes back to the 1980s coal strikes, miners' strikes, that left a lot of people bitter in Nottingham, hence the name Sherwood. And season two deals with, like, the aftermath of season one. And it's really about two warring crime families, the Sparrows and the Bransons, and like still some of the divisions in the town with people that sort of sided with the government back through the strikes and those were going on the side of the miners. So just as the British do, just really great hard-hitting drama. And as you'd expect, a pretty great cast, including David Morrissey, Leslie Manville and Stephen Delane, who is fantastic as a very, very hard-edged gangster, I guess. So Sherwood, that's on ABC iView Season 2. If you didn't have Season 1, if you haven't seen it, that's on Stan. So if you haven't caught up with it, you can got Season 1 on Stan, Season 2 on ABC, and there will be a Season 3. So if you like great British drama, go with Sherwood.
Excellent. I like that we've got two places to watch both seasons. That's really important information. So thanks for that,
Definitely.
Wayne. We've got Sherwood. We've got Wake Up Dead Man. Have you got another piece of film or music?
I've got a TV show, and it is impossible to describe, but I'll quickly try and do it. It's season two of The Rehearsal, the brainchild of the Canadian comedian Nathan Fielder. There is no one like Fielder working in TV or film these days. If you're not really familiar with his work, it's, I guess, could be put under cringe comedy. It's very awkward to watch, but very, very funny. This is a season two is six episodes in total, and it's all on HBO Max in Australia. And what he basically does is he rehearses stages, everyday people, to put them in situations and then see how they react. He's involved as well. Season two is about aviation crashes. Fielder is actually a licensed commercial pilot and he's investigating why crashes happen. He talks a lot about it's mainly to do with his idea, pilot and co-pilot miscommunication. So he puts a lot of people in those situations, rehearsing it, and it just goes to the strangest, oddest places. Sometimes it's hard to watch. It's always funny. So I don't know if this is for everyone, but I absolutely loved it. So that's The Rehearsal. Season two now on HBO Max, and season one's there as well if you haven't seen any of these episodes.
Yeah, great recommendation for people who like that stuff. They will love it. If you're not too into the weird stuff, it might be a bit strange, but give it a try because there's some hilarious humour in Nathan Fielder.
Sometimes it's it's like, I can't watch this. And then you're like rolling around the floor. Yeah. Laughing. It's that good.
Well, yeah. Wayne, you've given us some movies, some TV shows. Now we just need an album to close out our segment today. What have you got?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's go out with a new album, album number 7 from a great Australian band. That's the Smith Street Band of Back. Been around since 2010. Just great storytelling from Will Wagner, who leads the band. They've always been ferocious. I've seen them live a few times and they're fantastic live. Back with more of their storytelling, big emotional epics. Just really great stuff. It's album number 7. So they've been around for about 15 years. They've just finished a tour of regional Australia. They just like getting out there and going to the people. So their new album is called Once I Was Wild. This is recorded at their studios in rural Victoria. And it just has more of that great storytelling, punk, Australian ethos. So let's celebrate the new album from the Smith Street Band. And it's called Once I Was Wild.
Brilliant. And have we got a track from this one as well, Wayne, that we should listen to?
Yeah, well, let's go with the opening song. I think it's the first single off the album. It's called This Is It. This encapsulates, if you do like the Smith Street Band, this encapsulates all they're about, passion, fierceness, in a punk ethos. So let's go with This Is It.
Awesome. Wayne, thank you so much for your recommendations today over this hot weekend. And we're looking forward to chatting with you again next Thursday.
Sounds great, Jack. See you later.
See you later. Bye, Wayne.
Bye. Bye.
That was Wayne Massingham with 4 recommendations, film, TV and music. To find Wayne's back catalogue, head to 2SER.com and search Wayne's 4x2.